The Giants looking for their eighth win in 10 games, taking on the Cubs. Joe Panik taking some BP before the game, and it would pay off in the first inning, leading off the contest facing John Lackey.
Left center field, pretty deep, still going back. Adios, pelota! Did we mention the wind is blowing out? It is 1-0 Giants.
So here's Panik. Hayward back, it's off the wall. And Panik has knocked in another run, it's 2-0.
Brandon Belt, left-handed hitter, Lackey throws. There's a swing, there's a high drive, it's way back there. Adios, pelota! The home run for Brandon Belt.
It'll be Ruggiano. Ruggiano, center field, it is out of here, and it's 6-0.
Still a 6-2 lead here.
Hit deep to right field, and that's on its way, up into the bleachers, and it is 6-4.
Happ represents the tying run, and he got him, and Buster's going to pick it up, and that's the ball game.
Mark Melanson with his ninth save as the Giants win for the eighth time in 10 games, taking out the Cubs 6-4. Joe Panik leads the game off with a homer. He spoke afterwards.
Yeah, it's one of those things after, you can go through a tough stretch and then you wake up the next day and all of a sudden something clicks. And you know what? It's one of those things. Like I said, something clicked today and that swing felt good.
Well, the first one was an opposite field home run. And you don't really get a chance to do that very often at AT&T Park. Did you think you got enough of it?
Yeah, especially in BP, I kind of knew how the ball was flying. And, I got on the ball, I backspun it. And like I said, at AT&T Park, who knows if that's, it's probably a can of corn. But you know what? Nobody cares. Home run's a home run.
Well, you followed it up with a couple of doubles. And I'm wondering what this does for this team to win game one, knowing that you got three more tough ones here in Chicago.
Yeah, you know what? Every time we play these guys, it's going to be a battle. And you know what? They didn't quit tonight. As you saw in the eighth inning, they came storming back. And we held our composure. Strick and Melanson, shut them down at the end. But like I said, every game is going to be a tight one to the end. And it's good, definitely good to get the first one out of the way.
I just want to know, on the last double, you picked up speed right at second, and then you looked like you dropped anchor. I want to know if you were thinking cycle, triple, or anything like that, because I kind of saw you talking to Phil afterwards too, and I felt like you really wanted a triple right there. I want to know if that was in your head.
Yeah, out of the box you always think triple, and the baseball savvy in me tells me, with two outs, you don't ever make the last out of third base, and even though you want that triple, like I said, with two outs, you gotta stay put and hope Christian can drive you in.
All right, one last question. When you were teammates with Jeremy Affeldt, did you ever think that he would be a successful broadcaster?
You know what? For the amount that he talks, yes, I do.
All right, good job. Have fun. Enjoy the pizza tonight.
All right, thank you.
Up next, the series continues Tuesday. Johnny Cueto up against John Lester.